The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvokum Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Mishnah, the way it's set up in the Gemara by us, and Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, going through the whole Amud Beis, is unusual in that the whole Perek of Mishnayis is printed up together, and then the Pirush, normally we break up the Mishnayis with the Pirush of the Gemaras. So we have the first chelik is the first chelik of the Mishnah, the way it's printed, is specific dinim of which hakrovs are considered chutz. And then we have what's on Amud Beis, a whole sweeping discussion of what was the mokoim where bamois, the bama was the carbon where a person was allowed to bring a carbon prati, when it was mutter, when it was aser, the whole seder of when it was mutter, when it's aser. Pasuk says, "Kilei basala nachla v'la menucha, nachla shiloi Yerushalayim is menucha." Then bamas became aser. Yerushalayim, when the mizbech came to rest in Yerushalayim, the bamas became aser la'olam. But there were periods of transition in Gilgal and Noiv and Givoin when the bamas were mutter, and then there was no iser of shkita v'alo bachutz. And that's described by Richus in the second half of the Mishnayis, and the Gemara discusses different places later on the Perek. There was Eliyahu Bahar HaKama who brought on a bama, other incidents of where Kabbonis were brought. We'll discuss Mitzvah Hashem, the Kabbonis of Adam Rishon, the Kabbonis of Noyach were also brought b'bama. What I'd like to share, Be'ez Hashem, is a powerful Hashkofa lesson, an overarching view of Jewish history, the way it comes out of the pen of Rav Hutner Zatzal in Pachad Yitzchok Maimer Yud in Chanukah, based on the Maral's definition of how he sees the revolution of Torah learning in the Shinui, in different types of learning through the generations. And so it's also an overarching picture of the relationship of Klal Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shlom HaTorah. The Maral is Mayrich on what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Miyoim, that Klal Yisrael went into Golos, Ein Mishneh Brura V'Alocha Brura B'Mokom Echad. One learns Gemara, one is touched by the fact that Kemat, you can't paskin a straight halacha in Shas, you can't paskin a straight halacha of do this and don't do that just from learning a sugya straight. Most sugyas you'll have to see a variety of sugyas. Very often Taisvis is moitzi pshat in a sugya based on serious and conflicting sugyas in different places in Shas. Why can't the Gemara, why can't Chazal have been misader their halachas in a straightforward, like a Mishnah Berurah, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in one place? Why was it written in such a fashion, one place to another? It's not because Chazal were lacking in organizational skills, Chas V'Shalom. That is the tzura of how Chazal gave over Torah Shabbat Peh. Why does it have to be that way? And the Lashon of Chazal is, Ein Mishnah Berurah v'halacha Berurah b'makom echad. In a place where you see a straight sugya, there's not going to be halacha Berurah. And also, in a derech halimud, where, that's that way, let's say the derech halimud of lomdus as opposed to halacha lemaisa, you're never going to get everything together. Where the halacha lemaisa is mesuder, so then the lomdus is going to be difficult. Where the lomdus is straightforward and mesuder and clear and flowing, then the halacha lemaisa is going to be difficult. Why can't things just come together in a straightforward way? Says the Maral, that Chazal HaKadoshim, the Zohar talks about this in many places, on Megala, the fundamental underpinning of how we view, or how we should view, our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Torah, Yisrael v'Oraisa v'Kudshei B'Richu Chadhu. Klal Yisrael is not just a nation. Klal Yisrael is a chelik elikai mimal. We are the representation, kivyochol, of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in this world. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Rotzoin, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who's Gavoya me'al Gavoya, the Rabbeinu Shalom is above all existence. When the Rabbeinu Shalom willed into existence Bereshis, Bara Elakim, he brought into existence the world that we live in, the worlds above us, all the spiritual worlds that are inhabited by the Malachim, the Seraphim, by Fanav HaChayis HaKadosh, as discussed in Sifrei Kabbalah. Bereshis, Bara Elakim, Chazal HaKadosh, Ma'amagala, Bereshis, Bara Elakim, Bishvil HaTorah Shnikra Reishis, B'Shul Yisrael Shnikra Reishis, the mention willed into existence, an existence, period, that existence has a Schus Kiyum only from Torah. Torah is the highest form of Ritzoinoi. All that exists in physical form is only an emanation of Torah. Or if you want to say it poetically, the reason why there are cows walking on planet Earth, the Beis Halevi says it like this, the reason why there are cows and oxen walking on planet Earth is because there's a passion in the Torah. Ki yigach shor ish shor ehu. There's a Mishnah in Bava Kama that says, shor shenoch zapar. If it's in Torah, then that has to emanate into a reality in the physical world. And that's the way we view ourselves in Torah Hashkofa. We view ourselves as the same way we understand that Klal Yisrael, the word Yisrael stands for Yesh Shishim Ribe Oisius LaTorah. There are 600,000 Shroshe Nishomois in Klal Yisrael from 600,000 letters in Torah. We are all spiritual entities that are clothed in physical beings. We might look like the people that surround us, the Chinese, the North Koreans, Americans, Mexicans, and so on. But we're not. What we really are is we are neshamos, we are chelke, elikai, mimal, clothed in physical garb, but we're really something higher. We're really emanations of Torah, emanations of Ratzon Hashem, emanations, so to speak, kiviyochel, of Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. In that sense, when the Rabbein Shalom sent Klal Yisrael into Golus, the Rabbein Shalom, that process is mirrored in that Torah has to also be in Golus. What does it mean for Torah to be in Golus? Does Torah have to go to a Spanish Inquisition? So we find one place where a famous letter from the Ramchal, where he brings that when 24 cartloads of Sifrei Kodesh, of Gemaras, were burnt in Paris in a public burning of the Talmud, when all the Gemaras in France were gathered up and burnt in the late 1200s, Maram Rutenberg, who witnessed this tragic episode, which was really the end of scholarship, the end of the era of the Chachmei Tosfos in France, wrote the kina that we say on Tisha B'Av of Shali Sufa Bo'esh, when he saw this incident, and the Ramchal is megala that it was, that the question was asked, why was this gzeira? And the answer came back that there was a gzeira on Klal Yisrael, and the Torah itself, so to speak, gave itself over to be burnt as a kapora for Klal Yisrael. Torah and Klal Yisrael are one. We and the Torah are one. We come from the Torah. The Torah is an expression of who we are. We, in our innermost beings, are expressions of what it says in the Torah. Ritzenenu lasois, what it says in the Torah. Ritzenenu lasois, what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to do. That's who we are, be'etzem, unless we get sidetracked. But that's really who we are. In that sense, says the Maral, it's also true that when Klal Yisrael goes in the Golos, Torah goes in the Golos as well. There can't be, Torah cannot be written, given over Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is the Torah the way it's given over in the end of Bayis Sheni, the way it's given over in the Tkufa when Klal Yisrael went to Golos. So Mel, the Tzura of Mesiras HaTorah has to be in a way of Mufuzur Mufayrit Beno Amin. When you want to know what the halacha is in Hilchas Beirur and Shabbos, you have to learn a sugi and Shabbos daf yutes, a sugi and Shabbos daf kuf mem vav. When you want to know what's in Bishul, you have to know a sugi and Pesachim daf ayin vav, as well as three sugis in Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Every halacha in Shas is that way. Why? Because we're in Golos, the Torah is in Golos also. Things can't be gathered together. The Tzura of Klal Yisrael gathered. Ki ish echad b'lev echad. We don't have that. We don't live that way until Mashiach comes. So that's the way Torah is. Ein halacha brura. That's the Maral. Comes Rav Hutner, and Rav Hutner, in talking about Chanukah, where B'mishnas Rav Hutner, Chanukah is the bridge between the Tkufa of the Beis HaMikdosh and the Cheshkas HaGolus. Chanukah is the only Yom Tov that took place in the second Beis HaMikdosh. The second Beis HaMikdosh was a Beis HaMikdosh without the level of Hashros HaShchina of Bayis Rishon. Be'etzem, Nevuah was already gone, Malchus was already gone, the Aron HaKodesh, all the trappings, all the expressions of Klal Yisrael B'Shleimusa were not there anymore. It was already, they had already gone to Golus. The Rebbein Shalom held off the Golus, staved off the Golus, and he gave the Golus to Klal Yisrael in levels, Bahadroga, in order that we should be able to have a Schuskiyum for the last 2,000 years. That's what the Yom Tov of Chanukah is. That's why the Yom Tov of Chanukah is in the dark days of the winter. And that's why we celebrate Chanukah at night, because it's a Yom Tov that lights up the night. It's a Yom Tov in Golus. In Maimer Yud, in Pachad Yitzchak of Chanukah, Rav Huttner talks about the fact that there were two Chanukos. Chanukah is the Chanukah HaMizbeach that was done, the rededication of the Mizbeach that was done by the Chashmonaim after the Mizbeach was Neschal, was defiled by the Yevonim. So there were two Chanukos of the Bayis Sheni. There was the Chanukah of the Bayis Sheni that took place in the days of Ezra, HaSofer, and Nechemya, in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, described in Divrei Hayomim, the second Ezra and Nechemya. And then there was the Chanukah that took place some 210 years later, by the Chashmonaim. Of course, that's not by accident. It wasn't stam. That means that there are two realities of the Ashros Hashchina of the second Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Huttner is Mayrich on this concept, and what he explains is that the same way the Maral says, Lagabi Klal Yisrael and Torah, that they mirror images of each other, and the Matzav of Klal Yisrael is mirrored in the state of Mesirus HaTorah, the same is true for Ashros HaShchina. Chanukah HaMizbeach, the ability to bring heaven into earth, the ability to bring a korban, and to bring closer the forces of this world, to be makriv, to be mala, the koiches of this world to the Rebbeinu Shalom, which is the function of the Mizbeach, and that's what we've been talking about in the context of Shchutei Chutz and Haloba Chutz, is the basic nature of Hashros Hashchina. Hashros Hashchina is the ability to live a physical life imbibed with the spirit of Shemayim. When it says that it was Hashros Hashchina on the oil of the Imois, that means that the Imois were able to bake bread, and there was a Hashros Hashchina, there was Kedusha. They weren't baking bread. They were baking lechem aponim. They were able to, there was a Hashros Hashchina on their oil, on their mitah, on their lechem, and so on. That means that their physical reality was totally imbued with the spirit of Shemayim. They lived in Shemayim, even though they were living in the physical world. That's what the Mizbeach is, that's what the Beis HaMikdash is, that's what every Jewish home is, B'vzer Anpin. But the place where that comes from is the Mizbeach. So, Mimela, if the Rabbeinu Shalom and us are one reality, if the Rabbeinu Shalom and Torah is one reality, if the Rabbeinu Shalom, Yisrael, V'arayis, V'kutsh, V'chul, Chadu, is that every change in the Tzura of Torah and the Tzura of Klal Yisrael has to be mirrored in a change in the Tzura of Hashros Hashchina and how that was expressed in Klal Yisrael. The change is what he does is in introducing our Mishnah. Let's reintroduce. Our Mishnah is not just telling us historical facts. Historical facts, we don't learn Mishnais. We learn Novi to know the history of Klal Yisrael. We learn Sefer Shoftim, Sefer Melachim. The Mishnah over here is telling us the reality of the Hashros Hashchina in every step. The same way as the Mishnah in Avos that tells us the chain of transmission. Moshe kibel Torah misinim, so li Yeshua, Yeshua lis kenim, kenim li Nevi'im, Nevi'im l'anshe knes akdoyla, anshe knes akdoyla to the Zugois, and then to Tanoim, the Amiroim, and so on, all the way till the Gedolim of our door. The same is true l'gavi the Ashuas Hashchina of the Mizbeach, and that's what the halacha in our mission. It's not history, it's halacha of the Tzura of the Ashuas Hashchina the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. What Rav Huttner says, Lagabi the two Chanukos of the Bayis Sheni, the Chanukah that was done in the days of Ezra Sof, and the Chanukah, that's the Chanukah that we celebrate, the Chanukah of the Chashmonaim, was that the same way there was a darkening of the Golos of Yovan. What happened was, if you look at the Seder and the Mishnayis, like we said, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash is the Tkufa, the Anshe Knes HaGdolah. The Anshe Knes HaGdolah were one unified group. They were Misakon the Seder HaTfilah, all the Takonos. They codified all the Takonos, all the Gzeiros, and all the Siyogim. Asu Siyog LaTorah, they were one unified whole. We don't even have the names. We know some of the names of the members, but Anshe Knes HaGdolah, Takonos, Anshe Knes HaGdolah is one unified whole. What happened to Torah, and Maral speaks about this in several places also, later on, the second half of the Beis HaMikdash, was that the Tanoim became identified as Yechidim. Started, Yosef and Yezim, Yosef with the Zugos, Yosef and Yezim, Yosef and Yochanan, Antin and Sish Soichoi. Then later on, Hillel and Shammai, Machloikis started from the first Machloikis about Smicha B'Yom Tov, described in the Mishnayis in Chagiga. smicha on Yom Tov of a Korban was the first machlokes, why that has the honor, the dubious honor of being the first machlokes is a subject unto its own. We discussed in the Shin Chagiga, but the tkufa where it was shayich to then hear Torah as being individual opinions, as opposed to being Torah as haklal, all of the Gdolim's, all of the Sanhedrin, all of the Moisri HaTorah's opinion, Bishleimus, was only in the second half of the Beis HaMikdash. There was a new relationship to Torah, which was to learn in the Beis Medrash to be Mekabel Torah from a Yochid. Mi Beis Shammai, Mi Beis Hillel, later on, Reb Yochim and Zakkai, Yoinis and Ben Uziel, later on the Tanoim, Reb Elozer, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, Reb Akiva, Reb Tarfin, Reb Elozer Ben Azayah, and so on. The individuality of the Tanoim started, has its Shevish in the Chanukah. It's a certain period where Klal Yisrael is no longer gathered. It's the beginning of that process of Mufuz and Mufarid Beinu Amim, where we don't have any more Halach Brur, Mishnah Brur, B'makom Echad, started from the door of the Chashmonaim. There's a renewal of Torah. On the one hand, Machloikis means that there's also a sharpening of understanding. There's a certain challenge because the opinions are expressed in the form of dialogue. So there's a certain level of dialogue that exists in the Masiv Teresh Bapeh that wasn't there before when things were clear-cut and there was only one opinion. On the other hand, it means that Klal Yisrael no longer, right, when there's two Jews, there's three opinions. So on the one hand, two Jews with three opinions make for a very sharp nation of intellectuals, and that's what we are. We're the world's major stockholders in the world's supply of brains. Jews have always been that way. And that comes from two Jews having three opinions. On the other hand, there's a mufuzim mufarid beinu amim in that we're not anymore all of one opinion. We're not ki'ish echad b'lev echad, which is the great tragedy of Klal Yisrael's existence today, is that we're not living b'his achtus gemurah. So it has an upside and it has a downside. The machloikis, the Maral discusses this, that machloikis bein hachachomim, on the one hand, is the sharpening of intellectual kelim, and it's the rise of the shaklavatarya, and the discussions in the Gemara, which is so much the subject of what we learn, and we debate, and we live, and that's the air we breathe, the air of Abaye Verova, and Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, and Rav and Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Tarfin, and so on. All that is the air we breathe. On the other hand, that means, because that's a descent from the place where the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were all gathered around the same opinion, all with the same, consensus. So, Mamel, there was a new Chanukah in the middle of Bayis Sheni, because it was a new Tzura of Tayr, it was a new Tzura of Klal Yisrael. That's when Klal Yisrael started dispersing and started going to the Golos. Mitz Hashem, what we'll do is, we'll open up now, in the next year, our Mishnah, and we'll see how every Shlav, every change, and every station in the Mesiris HaTorah, what we just said in the Mishnah, in Avos, is mirrored by a change in status in the Avodah. The same way we understand that Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Torah, where we do not anymore hear the direct word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nevuah is the ability to hear directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Machloikis when they're in Nevi'im. Machloikis is only Shaykh when Torah is filtered through the mind of a human being, and two minds could filter two different pieces of information. When Torah was purely the subject of discussion between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wasn't Shaykh Machloikis. And that's why the second Beis HaMikdash is a different Beis HaMikdash, a Beis HaMikdash without Ashras HaShchinta, a Beis HaMikdash without Nevuah. Torah is a different Torah. It's Torah of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. The first Tkufa, there was a state, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the Kama Nevi'im Bohem, but after that there was no Nevuah. So Mela was a different Chanukah, a different Tkufa of Torah, a different Tkufa, Mela, a different Mizbeach, a different avodah. We're going to go back in Yitzhak Hashem to be able to see how that expresses itself in every stage of the where the Mizbeach was and what the din of Abama was, as expressed now in Mishnah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. to sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.